as we open up to receive our calling, as we open up to receive our witnessing, we are opening up to evolve status. Now, in English, this means, so think about this, that there are various versions of self. And there's a self that's been committed to the illusion. There's a self that's been committed to the trappings. There's a self that's been committed to false circuitry. Now, as we establish grace, as we establish our right to the keys to the kingdom, what we do is we take a new approach. We open up to our destiny. We open up to our divine fulfillment. We open up to second chances. So second chances means that we're stirring the pot, and so we're relieving ourselves of past karma. Now the karma is they're saying with justified ownership. So the karma, they want to explain this. This isn't like things going bad in the night. This isn't about things coming out of the woodwork. It's your old perception of self. It's your old thought system. Because that's what's still circulating, they're saying, within our cavity, within our operating system, is our old dialect, our old, now I understand, it's basically the daily message. I'm like, oh, I get it. It's like all one and the same. Our old dialogue, how we refer to ourselves, how we perceive life around us, our old conduct. So as we will allow our forward glance, as we will allow ourselves in full receivership, I just see like knock, knock, knock on the door. We're being offered provisions of a new class, of a new system, of a new totality, of a new extreme, a pleasure, of a new affordability. So it's at last, it's like we're going through the turnstiles. I'm seeing like the cover of Billy Joel's album, The Turnstiles. So we're going through the turnstiles, and at last, so think about that. In that case, it was like, you know, the subway. So the idea is that you're traveling, you're going to your next destination. Now that's very relevant because it's very important to understand that we're not this like tangible, solid structure or being that continues at nauseam. That we're co-creators and we create. Now we create out of loveliness. We create out of a new lifestyle. We create out of a new representation of a truth, alliance, love, empowerment. And we do that in our forever stance. And they want me to explain forever stance. This is about seeing ourselves with correct vision. Now, as we're circulating, when I say as we're circulating, there are energies that are coming to each of us to help us create movement. So this is about energetic movement. So here's the thing. When we receive ourselves, our old place card, I literally see like a wedding banquet or whatever, and it's like, where's my place card? Where am I sitting? Our old place card is at the old representation. So in English, how we perceive of ourselves, that comes out of our story. That has nothing to do with who we are as an eternal being. Nothing at all. It has to do with the spaghetti strings. It has to do with what we agree to through our conviction to serve this dynasty, this level of consciousness, the energies that we agreed to take on. So it's like, imagine us being Green Beret or whatever, and it's like, well, I'm going to take on this mission. Okay, I'll cover this side. All right, I'll cover that side. So each of us have taken on some of these spaghetti strings. Each of us have taken on these nuances of egoic consciousness. Now, we did this because, in essence, we're of an elite category, not elite from ego, like, oh, we're so great, but in terms of our leverage. In other words, because we're coming from the stars, because they're showing me the universe card, because we're coming from that higher availability, when we take on these energies of lackluster and impoverished lifestyle, once we awaken, in other words, it's sort of like you come down your parachute, you kind of get a little lost there until you find your way out of the parachute strings and so on and so forth. So we do this because, again, we're coming from the stars. We're coming from that eternal system. So elite in that we have that leverage. We have that leverage to orchestrate, to pull ourselves out, to promote, to invite, to relieve ourselves of the old system. So it's sort of like, the Great Awakening's happening. It's happening through our justified understanding of self. It's not like, God's deemed our awakening. We'll just kind of sunbathe and wait for the light to hit us and do its thing. We are actually it's sort of like an appendage of God, if you will. In other words, it's our God self that's actually doing all this, that's awakening our own remembrance. So again, it's deeming that all things are possible to one that believes. Now here's the thing. In order for that to occur, they're showing me monkey mind. So monkey mind is like flabby arms, belief in dualism, belief in sorrow, belief in limitation. And so it happens when all things are possible to one that believes. It's essential that we now believe in our truth, because it can't be done for us. You know, Joshua, Mary Magdalene, pick your master. They can't do it for us. What they can do is whisper in our ear and say, remember your truth. Remember your light. Remember your holiness. Remember your commitment. So the commitment is to God. The commitment is to divinity. The commitment is to our eternal pledge. So it's for us to receive ourselves in our true commodity, in our true wealth. Because if we don't believe in our eternal grace, if we don't believe that whatever your belief system is in extent, but on some at some point, understanding that we're an extension of divinity. And with that, of course it's possible to walk out of a state of consciousness. Why wouldn't it be? Because that's not who we are. We're not that state. We're not the limitation. We're not the personality self. So as we will afford ourselves the keys to the kingdom, as we will afford ourselves the right for a place of new beginnings, we set the table in our honor. Now, our honor, not meaning that we're so much better than others, but in recognizing our pulsation, feeling the light, welcoming it in. It's not about arguing with someone else if they should have a mask or they shouldn't have a mask. It's not about arguing about what religion and if it's serving or not. It's not about the argument. It's about the rightful posture. It's about the rightful positioning. Because that argument, you want to notice, if you are serving the light, when you're busy arguing, are you serving the light? Are you welcoming the light? Because it's the light that's required. It's the light that's lifting everyone to their new placement. So when we call about the Great Awakening, the word great is there. That's how we are to receive our true nature, our true self. And whose awakening is our own request, our own placement, our own adversary, our own commitment, our own traveling partner. So it's, and our traveling partner is our own divine essence. So as we will receive this holiness, as we will receive this mind, as we will receive this holiness, as we will receive this true admiration, there we go. So again, there's no accident that I had a little bleep, a little bump in the road, admiration. So again, as I'm allowing these energies to come in on behalf of the all, My bumps in the road, my bleeps, are everybody's. We're doing this in tandem. We're doing this in a collective status. So all of this individualized consciousness stuff, it's relevant depending on the level. When we open up to our holiness, when we open up to Christ's presence, we receive this in union. This is why when it's like, well, Jesus is there for everyone. Why is that? Because we're all one on our true level. So how can we not be there? How can that energy not be there? How can our truth not be there? What we're doing is coming into consent of that truth, allowing it to stay, allowing it to circulate. So the energies that are coming forth are coming forth. We're going to love this word for our, are we ready? The word is windfall. The word is windfall. So that means circumstances can shift in just a moment. In just a moment. We're no longer traveling. See, this is why it's so relevant, so important to relieve ourselves of the old lifestyle where everything has to take a linear process. Oh, it's going to be a long journey. Well, it really depends on how quickly you master your lessons. It doesn't have to be a long journey, because remember, we collapse timelines all day long every day. But sometimes we regress. We go into folly, is what they're saying. But when we do, again, remember, our master self is still around. It's just stepping forward. It's just stepping forward. So in other words, as we will take ourselves into our new galaxy, into our new promotion, into our new extreme delight. So this is why it's so relevant. We're still in form. We still do the dishes. We still pay our taxes. But we do this with serving our true remembrance. I'm still acting this out, but I'm doing it with the memory of my truth. Because as we step into our truth, this is where we perform miracles. This is where we start creating solutions, because we're stepping out of time. So still playing my character, seemingly in time, but I afford myself the creative process of stepping out of time to offer the correction. Because if we're not offering the correction, it's never going to get corrected. The great awakening is never going to happen. And it's not that we're correcting, we're evolving. We're moving into our right placement. We're bringing forth the avatar self, the ascended self. So when that happens is when they want us to hear this. This is about empowerment. This is about responsibility. When we empower ourselves. So that means when we notice ourselves playing victim, it's not fair. Why is it easy for them? Why did this happen? When we play victim, we're out of alignment with our truth. We're out of alignment with the kingdom. We're out of our alignment with our ascended presence. That is the great one, our own divine self awakening. So this is why it's so important that we take responsibility, and not in a hard way, but in a ownership way. A really almost like you're the manager of a store. You're the store or the owner. It's like how's the display looking? Are there dust bunnies? Are there things that we don't even really need to be selling anymore? How's the store looking? Taking responsibility for the store of our own consent. This is going to be our consciousness. It's going to be our beliefs. So noticing when we step out of faith and when we cling to old lifestyle, noticing when we're still playing victim, it's like, oh, there I go. There's another example. Not with judgment, with excitement, with enthusiasm, because as we can notice ourselves playing that old belief, whatever the belief is, I'll just use victim right now, as we notice it, we have opportunity to shift. And that shift can be instant. But if we can't notice it, because we don't want to see, because we're afraid, or we're stuck in that old lifestyle, than we keep creating out of it. When we notice how we keep blaming, sometimes just blaming ourselves. That's still blaming, they're saying, by the way. Someone needs to hear that. You don't always blame another, you're blaming yourself. Well, if you hadn't done that, if you had taken care of that earlier, that's still blaming. So now you're a victim of your old establishment. You're a victim of your prior self. You see that, but you're still a victim. So as we relieve ourselves of this and we move into and orchestrate our realm of possibilities, we step out of sequence, time sequence, we create miracles because source is always available to us. And we are an extension of all things possible. So as we will receive this upgrade, as we will receive this attunement, as we will receive this in fine pleasure. So some of us need a little support in the receiving department. Oh, I haven't earned it yet. This is not about earning. You can't earn your God self. You already are your God self. What you're doing is taking back what you promised to awaken to. So I'm going to go down. I'm going to get lost. But then I'm going to come back up and awaken. And that's my commitment. That's my commitment in this incarnation. So as we will allow ourselves that good rightful passage. So the rightful passage is recognizing it's due us. It's due us. It's not something that we have to show the pain and the struggle. It's something that we have to be willing to allow. Now, some of us have gotten beaten up pretty badly, I'm going to say, emotionally speaking, perhaps otherwise as well, but definitely emotionally speaking. So there's this whole, it's not okay to think I deserve, because it's just not safe. You know, there comes the beating. So I'm just not even going to claim it. As you will claim in this entitlement, your innocence by proxy, you will be promoted. So remember, all those energies were false images of self. You incarnated because of your superior value, because you knew that you would be able to find your way home. You took on these false energies. So now is the time to trust your true claim, your true self, your true witness. As you will find your way home. So back to windfall. Windfall is not, oh, I'm going to get a little help, thank goodness. Windfall is full mastery. Full mastery. Now, the words they're picking are exact. The words they're picking are cleaning our consciousness. They're showing me like one of those, forget what you call them, but it looks like a vacuum, it's like a vacuum cleaner that's round, that just goes around and does its thing. They have videos where the cat sits on it while it's going around. That's what they're showing me. So as we open, as we will receive our divinity, our divine pleasure, our divine grace, our mastery status. It's like you're receiving the whole kit. Do you want this part? Do you want that part? Or do you want like the biggest kit of all? So as we receive this divine ownership, these energies are circulating. They're clearing out the dust. Clearing out the dust. Remember, we're clearing out those dust bunnies in the store to allow for the windfall. So think about it. Great awakening, not small awakening, medium-sized awakening. Great awakening, windfall. Now that's significant shift. Significant shifts. So as we will align, as we will receive, as we will seal this activation, we do so with the memory of faith. And the faith is in our own true commodity, who we are in our truth, who we are in our heavenly consent, who we are in our abundance. So as you will receive, as you will honor your sacred allowance, is for each member that is hearing, that is present. If you're listening to the recording, you are present. All is one. Receive these gifts of anointment now. Let us pray. Exactly at 22 minutes, Mastery. Exactly 22 minutes. Mastery. I will ever be grateful for Helen for pointing that out. Why is it 22 minutes? Mastery. Mastery number. Oh, there she is, Helen. Receive. Allow for great shift. Allow it to come easily. Allow it to come easily. We're releasing the belief that we need struggle in order to achieve. It's just a belief. It's just a belief. You can learn by love. You can learn through self-mastery. And so it is. All right, my loves.